Hi, it's Ruby, live podcasting from CatalystCon East in Washington, D.C. So last I left you guys, I was talking about the date I had with the mystery guy, and that went fabulously. I got into a taxi and went to Alexandria, Virginia, which was about 10 minutes away, and had a really delicious lunch in a restaurant that, when I checked their website, is actually a restaurant that Michelle and Barack Obama have been to. I don't know how recently, but they went there for Valentine's Day some year, and the food was absolutely fabulous. The company was as well. Very nice gentleman who decided to satisfy my request for him to be in a suit. You know, in my previous podcast, I was worried about, oh my God, I'm sure he's going to be wearing a suit. And he actually wrote me an email and said, you know, I don't have to wear a suit every day, but since I've listened to your podcast, I know that you enjoy men in suits, so I'd be happy to wear one. So I did. And I got all dressed up and met this very nice gentleman for a fabulous lunch and fabulous conversation. I did manage to get him to blush one time when I told him that actually it was interesting that we were both having salads with steak on the salad, because it did just happen to be steak and blowjob day. And I very carefully explained what steak and blowjob day was before I made that joke. That was the only time he lost his composure. And of course I mentioned that there would only be steak. This was not a proposition. But really, we had quite a wonderful time, and I'm very thankful for him helping me get to DC, for the lunch, for the conversation. I had an excellent time. And an interesting note, when we first got there, one of the servers, I always feel a little bit out of my league. I don't know, that's not quite the right word I want to use. I just feel a little bit confused sometimes when I go to incredibly nice restaurants, because they do things I'm not familiar with. And so she came up and she said, would you like black linens? I didn't know what the hell she was talking about, right? And apparently there's enough people that come to eat there in black clothing, like black suits, dark clothing, that instead of the usual white linen napkins, they offer black so that any kind of lint doesn't get on your clothing. Oh my gosh, talk about feeling spoiled. It was really quite lovely. So then CatalystCon started, and I must say the opening keynote speakers that evening were really quite extraordinary. It was such an interesting mix, and Tristan Taormino was moderating that opening keynote panel, and she did a fabulous job. So far at CatalystCon, this has really felt like a real, you know, the first CatalystCon I ever went to, which was not just last September, but a year ago before that, it sort of felt like I had found my tribe and I talked that way about it. Well, and then I went to the one the year after that, and now I'm one to another one 6 months after that. So I'm starting to see a bunch of people I know, and I'm starting to meet people and cross paths with them that I have talked to on Twitter, that I have emailed, that we follow each other maybe on Facebook, and it all just feels like it's starting to gel. I was at a friend's room last night late, this couple that I know, very sweet people, and I left very late. It was about 1:30 in the morning. And when you stay at a hotel like this and you're attending a sex conference, they warn you, please watch your conversation when you are in common areas, because, you know, none of the other people who are in this hotel have signed up to go to the sex conference, okay? So watch yourself and don't talk about all kinds of sexual things when you're in the elevator and things like that. So there I am waiting for the elevator and having a lovely conversation with a woman, and the door to the elevator opens and I finish my sentence, and that sentence actually had the word dildo in it, right? And I glanced in the elevator and there's a woman standing in the elevator as I get in, and I look at her and put my hand in my mouth and I said, are you with the conference? And she said, yeah, don't worry about it, I am. Well, not only was she with the conference, but this turns out to be a young woman named Kate. And Kate works for Happy Valley Silicone, the line of Fuse toys, because Happy Valley Silicone is who makes the Tango, that double that I love so much. And they have a line of other dildos called Fuse, F-U-Z-E. So Kate works for them, and I've talked to her boss, and there's all kinds of connections all over the place. And I saw Metis Black, and I tried to bend her ear a little bit about not marketing the doubles as harnessless and strapless. And she said, we need to do an interview. You need to just listen to what I have to say about that. So that's in the works for the future. And Metis Black, for any of the you that don't know, is the owner of Tantus Sex Toys. So, yes, I am having an absolutely lovely time here. And the panel went swimmingly. We just totally rocked it. Lucas Brooks was an amazing addition to the panel. He's funny. He's just brilliant. And C.T. Shank, the CEO of Aneros, and Tom Stewart of Sportsheets International, really kind of, it was interesting. They opened up a little more, bit more about their own personal experiences at this particular panel than they did at the last one in September in Los Angeles. So it just went wonderfully. It was very well attended, and it was tweeted like mad. The fun thing that we did, which was Tom's idea, Sportsheets, Tom, because Sportsheets sells beginner harnesses and regular harnesses, not just beginner kits, but he sells strap-on harnesses. So it was his idea to outfit a bunch of women, including myself, with strap-on harnesses and dildos, and he provided them, and we made it kind of clandestine secret so no one knew we were wearing them. And we were wearing them, you know, on top of our pants or leggings or that sort of thing, so it wasn't like it was X-rated, because once again, here we are in the hotel. And so I wore mine, and he actually gave me one that can fit either one dildo and then a man's cock can go through one. It's the double one. Or you can put two dildos in it. So he put two in for me. I strapped it on, put my coat on, and went to the panel and carefully took my coat off and sat down so that no one could see what I was wearing. And of course, those are draped tables that you sit at when you're up at the platform and you're doing the panel. So no one knew I was wearing this, and no one knew the women in the audience were wearing theirs either. And so at a critical time, I talked about there being a thread that I came across one time where a man had asked a question on this forum. The question that he posed was to the other men, the men who really enjoyed pegging. And his question was, what is the most embarrassing or the funniest thing you've ever said while you were getting pegged, right? One of the answers just totally cracked me up. This guy wrote, you fuck like a girl. Now, I love telling this in classes and when speaking because it gets a good laugh, but it also is very important to illustrate the learning curve that's necessary for women when you first start pegging. And I also like standing up and demonstrating exactly what that means. So I did. I stood up and showed them how, you know, in bad porn where the women aren't used to doing the pegging, their whole body's moving back and forth and it looks really awkward and it doesn't flow. Whereas if you look at any porn where a man is fucking whatever gender, there's this lovely roll of the hips that they do. And at that point in time, I invited all of the women in the audience, and I think there were five of them, if I'm not mistaken, and they were all wearing strap-ons, and we all got up and modeled them. And it wasn't just Sportsheets that provided the models. Tantus provided a harness and dildo as well. And one of the Sportsheets harnesses held a fused dildo, and of course, Kate was wearing that one, because she works for them. So it was a really a cooperative effort, and I don't know, they called them the strap-on follies, and they took pictures, and they posted them on Twitter. But we really had a good time, and the panel went very, very well. We got a good response to it. So now, my listeners, it's time for me to go party. I have a bunch of my lovely sex educator friends and geeks who want me to join them in a game of Cards Against Humanity tonight. And it's likely to go late and be filled with alcohol and partying and good times. So that's what I'm going to go off and do. I'm going to post this right away up on my blog. And I hope you enjoy it. And I'm not sure if I'll be able to do another podcast tomorrow night. I think I will. But I'll do my very best to, because I know you guys are just wanting to hear the news. And I don't actually have to go home on the plane until Monday morning. So tomorrow will be a little bit more of a relaxed day, and I'm really looking forward to that. It's nicer when I can get my panel out of the way, because then I feel so much more relaxed and I don't stress about it. I haven't done enough panels in enough places yet, and I say that word intentionally, yet, to where I'm totally relaxed about it. But I didn't really need to stress out because it all went great. So I'm sure Cards Against Humanity is going to go great, too. And if any of you listeners don't know about the game Cards Against Humanity, for goodness sake, Google it, because you are missing out. Okay, I'm going to sign off. Hey, everybody. Happy pegging.